Okay, here we go. Perek Lamed Aleph in Sefer Yechezkel. As we continue with the next perek that also deals with Mitzrayim, the third in a row. Remember, we had three prakim dealing with Tzur, and now we have three prakim and more dealing with Mitzrayim and Paro. Again, this is a forecast what's going to happen to Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael wanted to rely on Mitzrayim, and this Nevuah, which was given around the time of the Churban, it was given 2 years before the Churban Mitzrayim. It was given the year of the Churban of the Mikdash. So it's meant to tell Mitzrayim and about Bnei Yisrael, about Mitzrayim, what's going to happen. They shouldn't rely on them. And En Lanu Almilahi She'en Ela Alavim Shabashamayim. But the mashal in this parak is given. The entire parak is just talking really about Ashur and saying to Mitzrayim, Ashur was the most powerful country, and Ashur went down. So why don't you think that's going to happen to you? Don't be so secure in your thoughts. That's the message of the parak. Why didn't you look at Ashur, which was the stronghold, and they were punished? So you should have learned from them. You should have realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. So really, the message of the parak is, as it says in Ha'azinu Binu Shnos Dar. Right, we're supposed to look at the world. We're supposed to look at world history and learn from world history. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has in the Kovetz Ma'amarim in the first volume on page Reish Mem Hei. He says, "Achar Yemos Olam." Besides the drush, as Rashi brings, he says, "The Pshuto Shel Mikra Ein Mikra Yosim De Pshuto." And we have to look at the world and world events, and we have to see them through the eyes of the Torah. That's what the Kovetz Ma'amarim says. "K'dei Lahavin Divrei Yemei Olam Masru Lano HaTorah Mafteach Gadol Leida Es Hatzir Asher Alav Tisov Hanaga Elyona Ba'Olam." Everything is about. It's about Am Yisrael, like the Rambam writes in one place in the Pirush Mishnayos. He writes, it could be that one time period in history, some king is going to build a palace because 1,000 years later there's going to be a tzaddik walking by. He's going to need some shade, and it'll be in the shade of that palace. We have no idea how things run and what's behind, but we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and we view things from the eyesight with the glasses of Torah, and really realizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in charge. And he says, even in modern history, he says, Lutugma, Gvulos Ha'amim, the borders that were taken, that were written in Versailles, Kfar Nechtevu V'Nechtemu V'Ezen Shomala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already knew what were going to be the borders of the countries. Yatzev Gvulos Ha'amim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and therefore we have to realize that everything has to be viewed, and we have to learn the messages from all of history. So that's what this parak is about, that Mitzrayim did not learn that message. On the first day of Sivan, in the 11th year of Tzidkiyahu, Hayadvar Hashem Elai Lemar, Ben Adam Emor El Paro, Melech Mitzrayim El Hamono, say to, or about, right, he's not, no, Paro's not listening to him, but about Paro, El Hamono, El Mida Misa Begalecha, who do you compare yourself to? Who do you think you like? Hine Ashur, Erez Valvanon, Yefeyanaf, the Choresh Mitzel, the whole mashal is given how Ashur is an unbelievably beautiful and strong tree, and it gives water to all, and it gives shade to all, and all the other trees come and try to get nourished from it. That's Ashur. Erez Balavanon. It's like the cedar of Levanon. Yefei Na'anaf, right? A play on the Yefei Nof of Yerushalayim. The Choresh Mitzal, and it stays. It's like a thick shade. Ugva Komatz, very high. Uvein Avosim Haitat Samarto. And it says many beautiful branches. This was Asher. And Asher in its time had an effect. Right? We know even halachically, Asher had an effect on the world. Right? Besides the 10 tribes that Sancheriv sent into Galus, we know that all of the nations were Mevul Baal by Asher and Sancheriv. The Gemara tells us this in the fourth paragraph of Maseches Brachos on Daf Chav Ches, right at the end of the Sugya of Tilas Arvas Rishus, Tilas Arvas Rechova. The Ager Amoni comes and asks, "Can I be Lavo Bakol?" Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Lasarat Lavo Bakol. Rabbi Gamliel says, "No, Lo Yavo Amoni Amovi." Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, Mudrat Lavo Bakol. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel, Valo Kfar Nemer. It's a pasuk in Kiseitzei. Lo Yavo Amoni Amovi Bigal Hashem. Rabbi Yeshua, v'chim Amon u'Moav b'mkoman hen yoshvin, are Amon and Moav in their place? V'halo kfar Allah Sancheriv Melech Ashur u'Bilbel es kol ha'umos. Sancheriv, the king of Ashur, was already mevalbel. He already mixed up all the umos. Shenemar v'asir, we had a pasuk in Yeshayahu. V'asir gvulos amim, right? I removed the borders of the nations. Sancheriv says, v'asu dosehem shoseisi, and I plundered their treasures. V'orid ka'avir yoshvim. They're called the parish meruba parish. Therefore, most of the world is not Ammon and Moab. So therefore, anyone that comes, you can assume is from the Rov, not Ammon and Moab. And they had a machlokas, but another psukim, and he tira lavo bakol, and that's what we paskin, that Sancheriv was mevalbel all the umos, right? The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Malachim, when he talks about the mitzvahs of hachrim tachrimim. The Rambam says, bezman hazeh, those mitzvahs do not apply. Mitzvahs asay, says the Rambam, perkei halacha dalet, mitzvahs asay lahachrim shiva amamin, shenemar hachrim tachrimim. V'chol bash liyodo echnayim below harago, hariza over below sasay, shenemar lo sachai kol neshama. V'kfar Avdu the Avad Zichram. They're not around anymore, right? Because that's Sancheriv was Mevalbel Kol HaUmos. So Asher had a lasting effect. Interesting, the Rambam does say in the next halacha is a mitzvah say to destroy Amalek, and he does not end off there with Kfar Avad Zichram, right? That's noted by the Salvechik dynasty. Why does the Rambam not say that there? Should you just read halacha Hey in light of halacha Dalet, or is there something different about Amalek? Right? That's the idea of two types of Amalek. The biological Amalek, which might not be around anymore. Sancheriv was Mevalbel Kol HaUmos. And halachic Amalek. Halachic Amalek, any nation that has as part of its charter to destroy the Jewish people, that the Jewish people do not have a right to exist. That is halachic Amalek, and those, Rachmana Litzlan, are still around. Right? We don't have a Kfar Avad Zichram by halachic Amalek. Right? We wait for the day, and we daven for the day, that they are removed, but that is all based on Sancheriv. So Sancheriv and Asher had a lasting effect, but they themselves did not last. Back to the psukim. Mayim gidluhu, water was megadel. Water helped Ashur become great. What does that mean? Water helped them become great? So you might say the pashtus, the Abarbanel says the pashtus just means the shefa eloki. God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behind the scenes, that's who made Sancheriv great. And that's definitely the pshuto shel mikra. Etz v'hayoser nachan etzli, says the Abarbanel, shamayim shegidzlu v'atohom sheromamtu, hu mashal l'shefa eloki, shegidel z'melach Ashur. Kemo shamar, hoy Ashur shevet api v'shefa eloki yuchuna b'shem mayim. Shefa eloki is called water. Fine. But if you look in Chazal have a deeper idea. Rashi quotes it here. We're talking about Asher. What was that? The major city in Asher, Nineveh, and Nineveh was inspired by Yonah. Mayim gidluhu v'al shashama l'kol Yonah ben Amitai she yarad l'tahom v'shavu achi Nineveh menachamas ha'shebecha peyem. What does it mean? Say, raised by the water? Raised by Yonah, who came out of the water. And this is a reference to Anshe Nineveh. The Gemara in Tainus says that seems like they were great, right? The Gemara says that even they didn't even rely on bidi'evid ways of doing tshuva, right? The Gemara says that achin lo sak v'tanis garmel tshuva ma'isem tom shkim matzin banshe ninve shelo nomar bohem vayar elokim es sakom es tanisim es elav vayar elokim es ma'aseihem ki shavu midarkam hara, right? They did tshuva. They did tshuva. And the Gemara even says that Amar, let me find the line. Mayim min hachamas yasher b'chapehem. They did tshuva from the chamas, the loot that was in their hands. Amar Shmuel, afil gazal meireshu b'no b'bira, even if they had stolen boards and put it into their homes. And technically, Chazal made a dindur rabbanon, a takana, that you don't have to break down your home, because then people would never do tshuva, but you're allowed to keep it in your house and just pay back the value. What did they do? Mekakeya kol abira kula. They would break down their houses. Machzer meiresh labalav. They wouldn't rely on takanas meiresh. That's the type of tshuva they did. So, again, it was caused by Yonah, inspired by Yonah. The Mabit in the Beis Elokim uses Nineveh as a kind of opposite example, right? That type of message of, oh, they did tshuva even above and beyond. In the Beis Elokim, he writes that tshuva is one of the only mitzvahs that we have, if not the only mitzvah, that even half of the mitzvah is already the mitzvah. It already counts, every little bit that you do, right? Matzah, eat a kezias, or you don't eat kezias. If you don't eat the minimum shear, it's nothing. Nothing. Pashtus, there's no chatishir by mitzvahs, only by averos. But tshuva, says the Mabit, ulam tshuva gam ki eina shlema acha tehe b'charata l'sha'avar v'azivas achei lo'asid, even if it's not complete, im kol zeh ha'charata levad, b'li azivas achei t'mo'oksas. Just charata without leaving the chet does help. V'chein azivas achei b'li charata. If you just feel bad, but you don't stop sinning. If you stop sinning, but you don't feel bad. Any of those, like Achav, right? He was mischarid on what happened by Achav, but v'lo azav al-chatov. He didn't stop his ways. They didn't feel bad about what they did, they just stopped doing it. Even when the king springs to the Am, the Pasuk writes in Yonah, they stopped doing it. It's only what was there, whatever they already had had consumed, they didn't pay back. V'yoser mizeh, quotes Rabbi Yochanan, mashahaya b'kaf yedeim echziru, b'shita tevu migdal lo echziru. L'maisa, they didn't do full tshuva, says the Mabit. But it still counts, but either way, this is referred to and alluded to in the pasuk mayim gidluhu. So water raised him up, referring to Asher. To home, romta, romamasuhu. Right? The depths lifted them up. Rashi quotes another Chazal, why were they zochet to this gedula? Lafia goes back thousands of generations, thousands of years, I should say. Meichan zochet l'gedula, because go back to the Dar HaFlaga story in Bereishis Perek Yud. Min ha'aretz ahi yatza Ashur, and Chazal quote there that Ashur left. Ashur did not want to take part in the Mered, and therefore they left. And that itself had repercussions for many, many decades and generations later that Asher was rewarded. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps everything, keeps a record, and we have to recognize that Schar Va'onesh is not a temporary, short-term idea, but even thousands of years later, eternities later, right here we have an example of Asher getting the schar many years later, but obviously we know the onesh also, right? The Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah that talks about the onesh that's going to come on all of the nations of the world that have persecuted Am Yisrael throughout history. They're all going to come and they're going to try to pretend and fake and say, no, we did it all, Hashem Shamayim, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to say that wasn't your Kavana, right? That's Gemara Avodah Zarah on Dav Beis that we have discussed in the past. We'll see if there's time to come back to that Gemara. But either way, we continue. So, as my water and the Tahom raise them up, es naharoseh holech svivos mata'a, there are rivers around the trees, ves ta'aloseh shulchel kol atzi asada, there are wonderful streams. Again, the Mashal continues, a beautiful tree in a beautiful garden surrounded by trees on top of the world. Alkein gavha komaso mikol atzi asada, it was the highest. Vaterbena saraposav, vaterachna parosav, and its branches, and its boughs, and all the other different types of parts of the tree that come out, it was plentiful. Bis afosav kinenu kalof hashamayim, in its branches all birds made their nest. Visachas porosav yaldu kol chayes asada, and under the paros yaldu, the animals went under. What does it mean, poros? Why did they go under? What are these? So porosav seems to be something towards the bottom of the tree, because right Rashi the Mitzudas David says here anafim asmuchim laaretz v'tachteim yaldu kol chayes asada lios makom mechuse. They wanted a covered spot, so therefore they went down. The Meshechachma even uses this pasuk amazingly. Yeah, Tanakh and Shas on their on fingertips. Right, the Meshechachma writes on the pasuk in Dvarim, by the mitzvah of leket shechen peya, lo sefa'er acharecha. Lo sefa'er, we say, is like lo se'olel, right? Don't gather the small clusters, eshkalos ktanos. What is lefa'er? Fa'er means. So Meshech Chachma first says, perachav dalet pasachav, maybe usually means, peiros means anafim arukim, long branches, like he goes to pasach earlier in Yecheskel, in Perek Yud Zayin that we had. So that's unusual. So what does it mean? Not to take any of the long branches, or not to take the tips of the long branches. But then he says, "V'yitachein ki ha'paros arukim darkam lios besofa ilan lamata." It's low down, and he quotes our pasuk in Yecheskel. And why does it say to leave those for the ani? Because they're very easy to get to. And part of the mitzvah of matnas aniim is to give them away to get it easily. L'chein tzif satar lahaniach la'ani lamata b'ilan kedei shelo yeh torach. La alos v'zeh efshar, says the Meshech Chachma, an allusion in that one word. We continue back into the pasuk. Ubatzila Yeshu kol gayim rabim. Pasuk vav, the animals and the birds and all the other nations were in the shade of Asher, of this tree. Vayif begadlo barach dal yosav, and it was beautiful. It was a beautiful in its greatness. Kayashar shomayim rabim. It was the leader of the time. Even mentioned arazim lo amamuhu began elokim. It was like in Gan Eden, right? The Radak said lashon guzma, the most beautiful gan that you could think of. It was like in Gan Eden. Right, but what happens after this beautiful description of Ashur, and this is Yecheskel talking about Paro? Lochein komar Hashem Elokin Yanasher Gavata Bekoma, but you let it all go to your head. Gaiva Vayitain Samarto El Bein Avosim Verom Levavo Begavo. Right, as the pasuk says, Verom Levavecha Veshachachta as Hashem Elokecha. You forgot. You think it was all you. Vayetneu Biad El Goyim. I will give you over into the strong of nations. Rashi says the first year Nebuchadnezzar became the king, that's when Nineveh was destroyed. Also Yaseh Lo Kirisho Ge Rashtihu, and he will do to you like your wickedness, and he will drive you out. So it's all, the root of it, a lot of it is gaiva. Right? We had that Gemara in Chulin. We mentioned a couple of prakim ago, that when it comes to the leaders of Am Yisrael, right, they're all v'anochi afar v'efer, anochi tolash, v'ol ish, v'nachnu ma, but the leaders of the Umos Ha'olam, Paro, and Nebuchadnezzar, and Sancherev, and all of them, they have lashonos of gaiva. So here's one, asher gafata v'koma. The Ravid even uses this also. The Ravid references the gaiva of Sancherev when he talks to the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. That's where the Ravid is very upset at the Rambam, the discussion that the Ramban has in Brachos also about why the Mitzrayim were punished. If it was already forecast by Bris Ben Avasarim that we were going to be in exile and in subjugated, right, that we're going to be in an Eretz Lahem, so why were they punished? Why is it afterwards that they were going to be done? So that's what the Ramban has his shot. The Rambam says, Lefi shelo gazar alish ploni yadua, because no, Hashem never said that a specific person was going to subjugate. So every Egyptian could have said, I'm not going to be the one that's Meshabed. So that each one of them that chose to do it, so they're going to be punished. Ask the Ramban in Brachos. Ask the Ravid. What are you talking about? If Hashem says something should be done, shouldn't you jump at the opportunity? Shouldn't you want to do it? So that's why the Ramban says, no, they went above and beyond. They did much more than was allowed. So that's what the Ravid says here in the end of Perek Vav. In Hilchos Tshuva, he mentions the idea of Sancherev, and he asked the Kash on the Rambam, what do you mean? Elohim Arichas Dvarim, Enam Metubalim, Chaye Roshi, Ani Omashem Devre Narus, Yomar Abore Lazonim, Lama Zanita, Vani Lois Karticha Bishem, Kadesha Tomar Shalacha Gazarti. I never met you by name. What do you mean? He should want to do it. I Inyan Mitzriim, Ena Sheila, Mishne Panim. The Mitzriim, no, it's not a Kasha about the Mitzriim. Ha Echad Kiadeva Yadua, Kiabo Ena Bori Nifram Yadam Ra, Ela Bara Mimenu. Hashem always punishes from someone who is Rami Menu, somebody who's even more evil. Right, it's all a line of history. All the Rishonim kill the Rishonim, and then those Rishonim get hurt. There's the Lashon. Asher was punished because of the Godel Rishus and the Hisparus. And the Mitzriim also, Vurian Limno. So they were punished for their gaiva. They're punished for something that they did wrong. They didn't look at themselves as tools. As we mentioned in the past, the Ber Yosef in Parshas Va'era or Shmos, right? They didn't look at themselves as tools, but as independent ma'anishim, and that was the problem. So Asher falls. Vayechrasu zarim aritzei goyim vayitshuhu elaharim v'uchalagias naflu daliosav. Their branches fell. Their poros, all the same words that were used earlier in the parak, are here used as they were broken. They were smashed. Vayerdu mitzilo kolam me'aretz vayitshuhu. They were left there, and on top of them, amapalto yishu kolof hashemayim. Right, the birds no longer make the nests in the branches, but after everything was desolate and lying on the floor, the animals went on top. Because Hashem can't live with Ba'alei Gaiva. There's not enough room. If somebody takes up too much room, Kadosh Baruch Hu can't be there, and therefore they will ultimately be pushed down and destroyed. So too, says Hashem, Komar Hashem Elokim, Biyom Ridito Sheola Hevalti, I caused Avelus. This is all still talking to or about Mitzrayim that they should have learned from Ashur. They were the world leader. They were the on top of the world. They destroyed many other nations, right? Sancherib destroyed all of the nations, and he came to Yerushalayim. Remember the story? He could have defeated Yerushalayim that day, but what does he say? It's so small. Let me wait overnight. So he goes to sleep, and the next morning, 185,000 of his soldiers don't wake up. And he realizes he lost the moment. He runs back to Asher and eventually is killed by his two sons in his base Avodah Zarah. One of the most amazing things. He witnesses this amazing, miraculous event. 185,000 soldiers killed overnight. And he runs back home and he goes to his base Avodah Zarah. He feels that, right, that he's going to try. And his sons think that he might try to do an Akedah. And that's why they kill him. But what does it say here? When Asher fell, Vayinachamu be'eretz tachtos, kol atzei eden, the other trees took nechama. Right, when the other nations that Sancherib defeated saw that he was defeated, so they took Nechama, right? Misery loves company, right? Whenever something bad happens to your enemy, so then you're happy about it, even though it wasn't done by your friend, right? And that's why Vayinachamu, they took Nechama in this regard. Like the Sefer Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Aleph, regarding the mitzvah of freeing one's slaves by Yovel, that's why we blow shofar. We blow shofar to make everybody should have nechama, lahavdil, in a lahavdil way. Everybody should have nechama, it's hard to free slaves, and therefore, but if you hear the shofar, you know everybody's doing it. You know everybody's in the same boat. V'in shilocha eved, she'avad as adonav, zman raf hu kashe ma'od be'enei adonav. Alkein lo'or lev abrios, ala inyan, ulechazik nafsham, ulazhir mala mitzvah, birosam ki davar hashavehu b'chol ha'aretz, v'asha kol osim keim. Everybody does it. Nistavino alzeh she'in davar she'yachazik libos b'nei adam, k'mo maisa harapim. There's nothing that will strengthen a person's heart unless he looks around. K'mayim ra'chacham, tsar rabim nechama. There's the lashon. The tsar of rabim does itself give a nechama. That's mentioned in a medrash that the chinuch quotes. That's exactly what happened here. So once Asher went down, see, all the other nations felt a little better. Gam heimito yardu she'ol elchal lecherev uzro yashu b'tzicho b'tzilo b'tocha goyim. So that's what happened. So Mitzrayim el mi damisa, the parak ends. Kacha, who are you comparing yourself to? Bekavodu begodol ba'atzei eden, you think you're so great, you think you're better than Ashur. You don't think it can happen to you? V'hu ravita es atzei eden al eretz tachtis, betoch ha'reilim tishkab. You're going to lie amongst the uncircumcised. The Radak says the arle lev. Right? Hu paro v'chal amono ne'um Hashem Elokim. You need to learn the lesson. And as we can say to ourselves, we need to learn the lessons of history in order to, Beth Hashem, better our future. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Perek Lamed Aleph.